This is Steve Sherlock with another podcast for Franklin Matters. This is number 29 in the series. In this session, I'll focus on what you should know about what is happening this week in Franklin, Mass. From the town council meeting on Wednesday, the 21st, January 21st, there was a very good presentation from the DPW on their snow removal efforts. Robert Cantarigi, the DPW director, was accompanied by Jim Esterbrook, the Graphical Information Systems Manager, to make the presentation. The video of the town council meeting is available on the town website. The presentation itself is also available on Franklin Matters. You should note that the town website has added a link in the left column to allow you to go directly to the live video feeds and to the video archives. This is a simple navigation aid that will have lasting benefits. Thanks very much to the town for putting this link in place. You'll also note that I've added a link to do the same or similar thing directly from the Meetings for 2009 section on Franklin Matters. Anything to help get directly there is certainly going to help keep people aware, make it easy access, easy to find, easy to listen to. In these days of cost cutting, one discussion we should have is how much we should spend on the snow removal. If you travel to some of the upstate Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont communities, they don't always plow their roads down to the pavement like we do here. There are other examples in state as well as out of state. You can travel on the roads. It's not really a safety issue from a passageway point of view. You would need to travel slower as they remain snow covered and hence would tend to be slipperier and certainly icy, especially in this cold weather we're having right now. The money for salt and the labor to remove the snow is effectively only a short-term benefit. We've already spent almost $1 million this year. Should we continue to spend whatever it takes? Should we spend $2 million? I don't know. I think since $1 million provides the salaries and benefits for about 20 employees in the town, I'd rather spend the money to keep people on the payroll than to toss it away on salt, road salt, and snow removal. But what do you think? Should we continue to pay whatever it takes to keep our roads as the way they are today? Or should we consider cutting back, especially to save money for other priorities? I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say on this. The town council in particular has asked the DPW director to come back with some alternatives of reducing costs by 10 or 20%. Stay tuned into this discussion to see what happens. A second item from the town council meeting will also be worth watching. The police department apparently conducted a sting operation with the 28 establishments in town that serve liquor and apparently caught 2 serving minors. I'm not a lawyer, but based upon what was reported in the Milford Daily News, they may not have a solid case on one of the 2 establishments. However, the full hearing on the 4th should be interesting and we'll see what happens there. Let me be clear. The sting is a good thing. We do need to monitor how our teenagers get access to alcohol. The drinking and substance abuse among our teens is a problem that needs to be addressed fully. If you remember, Bill Phillips has stated that you can get alcohol, drugs, and weapons in any high school. In one school, there was a cooler in the student's vehicle in the parking lot to serve the beer cold. Bill referenced these and other stories during the Wasted presentation at Franklin High School in December. If you have not yet listened to that, I do recommend it. It is powerful material. Bill's program, New Beginnings, is in jeopardy. He had been funded by the Mass Department of Public Health. Unfortunately, his grant has been cut in this recent round of state budget cuts. The program has addressed over 200,000 teenagers since it was established in 1985. He currently is providing services to over 150 teenagers. On the night he presented at Franklin, he acknowledged receiving 19 emails from Franklin students after talking with them during the assemblies that day. 19 students by 4 p.m. that day had already reached out to Bill for help. How many of those are going to be in jeopardy of losing Bill's support right now? I don't know, specifically, but the odds are that some from Franklin are in the bunch. I have started to help Bill in raising additional funds for his program. You may have noticed the Virgin Atlantic contest posting on Franklin Matters. This is just one step in the process of raising awareness. I think his program has been effective. I think it's valuable. I think it needs to raise additional funds to keep operating. If you can help in any way, I certainly would appreciate it. Making a contribution is one way. You can visit his website and make a contribution through there. If you know of any company or foundation that Bill could appeal to for a contribution, please let me know or contact Bill directly. If you would like to help spread the word on keeping the program alive, please let Bill or I know. And to close this session, let's look at what is coming up this week. As far as the major meetings are concerned, there's a planning board meeting on Monday, school committee meeting on Tuesday, and the financial planning committee is scheduled for another meeting on Thursday. These are the major meetings. There are others listed on the town website, calendar on the homepage. Check them out, keep informed, and stay warm. This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow citizens of Franklin, Mass. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The musical intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, John Schmidt. Powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.